It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Right now, let's dive into a trending report. Katie, you got a few local stories for us?
I sure do. And this is a really good reminder because y'all know what puffing is, right?
Yeah, where you're running your car.
Yeah.
Nobody in it.
Exactly. Oh. So
puffing.
I was thinking like,
I know.
Like smoking.
And, nope. And that's why I wanted to clarify, because this time of year is when puffing, when you start your car and then you leave it and you go back in your house and you leave your car idling in your driveway, that is actually illegal because you're just pretty much setting up the people who want to steal it, right?
Take
the
car.
Exactly.
It's awesome for you. And
exactly.
Warm.
And so it's just really good to raise awareness, because there's a video circulating right now about a man who goes out and starts his car, and he's bringing his friend to the airport. So comes back in, waits for it to warm up, and all of a sudden, a couple guys in a truck roll up. So they're working in numbers. Mm-hmm. They get out, and they try and steal this man's car. Now, he hears what's going on, so he runs out to try and stop him.
Hey,
I know. And he got halfway.
Don't
the car.
Do that.
And they drove away, and that's what they're saying. Like, please don't try and stop someone from stealing your vehicle, because that could cause even more problems. But they did catch it on video. And here's the thing. It's a 99 4Runner, so it's not like it's an expensive, brand-new car. You have
Toyotas
to...
They will hold their
300,000 miles, for sure. Like,
it will
four runners,
sell for $15,000.
4Runners go for forever. But I'm just saying, like, if you think that you have an older vehicle and this won't apply
Doesn't matter.
Like, they're not going to steal my car. They're stealing
anything now.
Yeah. So I think this coming season, more than any season before, you really should not do the puffing if you can. And it's hard. That's the thing. If you don't have a garage, it is hard to get your car warm when it's super cold in the winter and you are able to drive.
You just
got to
sit in it with your mittens on.
Or you just have to drive with that one little patch in the middle, right? Where you can see out of.
Yeah.
What's
the
point of remote start then now? Because all those cars have it.
Not all of
them. Like the 99 4Runner does.
Yeah, not every car has remote start.
You can put a remote start in a 99 4Runner.
But again, like not
But I'm
everybody...
saying nowadays, a lot of cars have that. Like, what's the point of it now?
Yeah. I do it. Yeah. I do it with the remote start.
Well, but the remote start's different. That's not considered puffing, right? Yeah.
You're not sitting in your car and it's running. That's the puffer law.
But it is.
What else you got?
The remote. The remote start, though, just
I'm
to clarify
argue about
that,
this.
The remote start, like you said, once you get in, if the key isn't in there, then exactly. Unless
you can
hack it.
But once your car's on, it's on. It doesn't kill it.
That is not part of it, though. With the remote start, is not.
This is why I want to move to like Arizona.
I think I
want to move to Arizona where I don't need to puff.
Where you know it's so hot. You
it's
don't
just
need,
hot.
It's just hot.
Fry eggs on your car. Yeah, there you go.
The time. That's better. So okay, moving on to the big Bronco win. Yay,
woo-hoo!
Go Broncos! But before the game, did you see Jason Kelce was hanging out with fans at a tailgate? Now he does Monday Night Football.
I saw pictures of this.
Yeah, and so they had. But here's the fun part. Dude was wearing a Bronco jersey.
I saw that.
I know. And Josh, he was repping an old school number, too.
Yeah, my boy Tommy Nalen back in the day. He was part of the Super Bowl 32 and 33 wins.
Yeah. I thought so.
And it was confusing to me, just because I know the Kelce brothers grew up in Cleveland. They grew up in Cleveland Heights, Ohio. So I was like, why is he, like, of all the games for him to wear the opposing team's jersey? I know Jason played for Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Obviously, Travis plays for Kansas City, but these boys grew up in Cleveland, and the Browns were playing the Broncos, so I just thought it was funny.
Doesn't he seem so jolly and happy all the time?
Dude is loving
every
life,
so happy,
man.
I see that guy.
Every time.
It's the best job ever. His job pregame is to go out and drink with fans. That's
yeah,
the best
just
job
have
ever.
Some fun. I
and
know.
He's
couple
so
weeks
good
ago,
at it.
Yeah, he's so good at it. A couple weeks ago, he was with the Bills Mafia, and Bills Mafia is like known for partying. They jump on the tables beforehand and stuff like that.
Man.
And he was doing that. He was jumping off like an RV onto a table to break it. It was awesome. He was crushing it.
What a gig that guy has.
The best job ever.
My goodness.
So cool.
Good for him.
And he is just really fun. Like in my opinion, probably the more fun Kelce brother.
Yeah.
Right?
Wouldn't you agree? He's a hearty, jolly man.
I'd vote for Travis.
Speaking of the Broncos, that 41-32 win last night against the unfortunately named Browns.
Yeah.
Well, it's named after Paul Brown.
I don't know, but just Brown.
And they're orange.
I just think of crappy underpants.
They have very little brown in their actual
you know, you're right.
color scheme.
You're right, buddy.
They're orange.
I was watching a lot of the coverage beforehand. First of all, I love their helmets. The Broncos helmets last night were so cute.
Snow caps.
So cute.
Geron Sports. Really nice helmets. I like the snow capped helmets very much so. And then the drone show beforehand. That was pretty darn cool.
It was.
Now, does the Broncos put that on, or is that like a city thing?
Well, remember that was the Mile High drone show that we're going to see in the sky every night starting at 5:30.
Oh,
if you just look
that.
Out west, you'll see the drone show. Oh. And then like a few of them are geared towards our sports teams. And so this one was for the Broncos.
It was neat.
Monday Night Football. We're all geared up.
Yeah, they had a Broncos helmet floating out there, the Broncos head.
It was the first Monday Night Football game with since 2018, too, because they had one Monday Night Football game in 2020, but that was the COVID season, so no one was allowed in there, and the Broncos have been so bad. You have to be a good team
to have a
national televised game, and they're actually doing all right this year, and this was the first one, and it was a great game. There was four lead changes in that game, too, so it was going back and forth, and it was fun, man. It was fun to watch.
Yeah. What was the deal with the big fireworks show at halftime? Because I saw some pictures of that. I was like, dang, that was an epic halftime show.
They did it was like the Field of Glow or something like that, where there was a bunch of people that looked like glow sticks that were dancing, and then the entire culmination of the whole thing came together. And they lit off fireworks like it was the 4th of July last night. It was
crazy. Really neat. The pictures coming out of Mile High are sweet.
Really cool. Yeah.
Very cool.
Way to represent Denver.
Yeah, it was a party last night. It was fun.
Oh, no, I feel bad that I went to bed early.
I didn't see any of
it. You needed it.
Okay. Today is Giving Tuesday, so if you're looking to be generous and give out some of your cash, today's the day to do it. Sadly, 33% of people admit that they haven't given any money to charity in the past year for various reasons, I guess. You know, if you're in financial hardship, I guess you probably won't be doing that. Some people are planning on donating more to charity this year than last year. Are you guys going to do anything today?
When you put change in the wishing well, is that donating? When you know, when you make a wish and you put the money in the well,
I don't think that's going somewhere, not to me, right? I don't know about that.
I think that's foolishly throwing your money into a pond.
But it's going to somebody.
Yeah, Casa Bonita.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to the koi
fish.
That's
where I donated.
So people were asked if they were going to give money, if they were, and they had $1,000 to donate, what kind of charity would you give it to? And the most popular response was anything with animals. Colorado, too.
Yeah. Reminds me of the Sarah McLachlan commercials that would come on.
Oh, I know those little cats with their paws.
Yes.
saddest looking animals. Oh, my goodness.
I'd give $1,000 to the TV station to stop playing those ads.
Stop playing it.
They're worse. And then almost 60% of Americans think they are more generous than their friends.
Obviously, I'm more generous than you two.
I'm
be doing something today.
I might be the friend that you're more generous than. Yeah.
Both of you just stared blankly at me.
Katie spent too much money at Timu. So.
I know. I hit my limit.
That's kind of donating
season.
To something. There you go.
You can donate what you bought to Goodwill.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
I don't think they'll take it.
You need a shacket?
Disney World had to temporarily shut down its Haunted Mansion ride over the weekend because a guest went in there and scattered their loved one's ashes over the ride.
Oh, come on.
One employee said, you know, we had to evacuate due to what they did. He said, that's a dumb thing to do because ultimately those ashes are just going to end up in the trash because we're going to go in there, vacuum everything up, mop everything, and throw it in the garbage. Yeah. So you don't want to throw Papa's ashes.
He loved the ride.
They're just going to suck it up in a vacuum
that's
and
so
dump
sad.
It. That is sad.
You're just gonna be vacuumed. You're gonna end up in the dump. That's actually really sad.
I mean,
which is fine.
What, Katie?
Where are you gonna go anyway? You're just gonna be.
Well, yeah, you could dump the ashes in a wishing well.
Yeah. My God.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. You don't want your final resting place to be at a dump, Katie.
Casa Bonita.
Oh my.
Katie.
Yikes.
Katie. I posted a picture of this yesterday, and it's gone viral now. Somebody noticed something about the calendar for 2025. It starts on a Wednesday, so the first 3 days of the week are Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And if you knock out the first initials there, it's just WTF. So people are like, oh, no.
Are we not surprised,
2025 is going to be starting with WTF.
Since 2020, nothing surprises me. So
I, right?
We're ready.
Yeah.
We're okay.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. Who cares?
We're not worried.
The word of the year is brain rot, you guys.
Oh.
Brain rot, the deterioration of a person's mental or intellectual state because of the overconsumption of online content. That's all of us.
Yeah.
Honestly makes sense.
We all have brain rot.
Yeah, I don't think we were meant to consume as many things as we do.
Nope.
Like, I don't think our brains were geared towards that. So I think that's a really good word.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about off air. Like, I use Twitter or X. I'm sorry. I use X for a lot of my sports news, but you get so many different things in a span of three scrolls of like horrible news about deaths, horrible news about how the world is going on, and then the final score of the Broncos game. And you're just like, I don't think I'm supposed to consume all of this.
I wish I could shut down my social. I really wish I could shut it down. Dude, but because of our job, like, we've got to post stuff constantly. Yeah.
We're on it a lot.
On Instagram. Follow me at Shut Up Jeremy.
I know, exactly.
No. I'm Joshua Owen.
Jeremy Katie Josh. Give us a follow.
But yeah, it's so true. It's like it's mindless scrolling constantly. Yeah. I posted something on my Instagram last night talking about how kids now, you know, back in the day we spent so much energy trying to come up with things to do because we were bored and we were using our imagination. Yeah. And now kids now are using so much energy to try to stay away from social and try to put the phone down. Like, it's the last, we're the last generation that's going to know boredom, basically.
Oh, that's so crazy.
And the generation now does not know how to be alone.
No, and I remember back in the day, like, if my parents bought something that had a huge box, like, I was so excited to get the cardboard
box. Yes.
I would make a car out of it. I remember cutting, like, doors into it. Like, I was so, you're so imaginative as a child. I made, like, a literal box car. And it was so much fun. I would play in that thing for hours. Like, I remember to this day, and it was so much fun. And no one, I mean, who's
nobody plays
that
the boxes anymore?
No.
Man.
It's crazy. Katie made a wishing well out of her box.
She did.
And she threw all of her wishes into it. Yeah.
Still waiting for that free gift.
That's cute. Katie. All right, let's do this. Make your way to our Facebook. It's, here we go, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB. We post a lot of fun content. I posted a link to a little kid that's on TikTok right now. It's a 3-year-old out of England, and I guess he's become a huge hit. His name is Carter. It's Cooking with Carter, and he gives little cooking lessons. He's a hit. Aww. Over 250,000 followers already, and I posted him making pancakes with chocolate chips in the pancakes. And he's just like, hello, I'd like to make some pancakes for you this morning. Put a little sprinkles of the chocolate chips in there.
Jelly-o.
And he's just the cutest little kid to listen to.
What's his name?
Carter.
Little
cooking.
Carter.
Hello, Cooking with Carter here.
That's
he's
so
got
cute.
A little lift.
On a Tuesday.
Where's my spatula, mommy?
So you can see that on our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.